Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Andrew Himes. A-N-D-R-E-W-H-I-M-E-S. Andrew Himes is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 5-9-2022. Today is he's being seen as a follow-up visit, and the date is 2-2-2023. The date of birth is 7-29-1964. The patient has been complaining of pain, severe pain everywhere, including head. He has a severe headaches, mostly occipital, neck pain, lower back pain, left shoulder, left hip, left leg, and left ankle and foot pain are the main issues. He reports 30% improvement only. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain level varies from 8 to 10. He alleges that all of these symptoms are related to car accident where he was T-boned on the driver's side of his car as a Western driver, leading to some headaches with dizziness and loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, blurred vision, and pain in the neck and lower back started, along with some numbness, tingling of both the hands. Pain in the head was mostly in the left temple as well as occupying the vertex. He reported that he used to have a spasm of the whole body. At this time, patient uses a cane to walk with. And he has a neck brace and a back brace and a tense unit. He was found positive for cocaine, and his narcotics were discontinued. ADLs that are reported by the patient affected are general activity, mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 8. And in the system review, patient reports in neurology and psyche suffering from headaches, which are 10, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory, and chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that he's suffering from stiffness of the neck, lower back, the left shoulder, as well as pain in the left shoulder, and neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, nerve pain, numbness of the left leg, as well as pain in the left ankle and foot. Moderate difficulty walking, he is using cane to walk with. In the GI, patient reports nausea, constipation, digestive problems, but denies any vomiting and diarrhea, and denies any incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is incontinence of the urine and painful urination, and denies any frequency of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is there is a asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Patient reports it is getting worse and the medicine for the pain are not helping and they need to be increased. The patient reports that there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss or any other trauma. He reports that currently he was able to get a CAT scan done. His MRI could not be done due to a gunshot in his chest. Substance abuse, patient reports marijuana use. And in the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 176 over 122, pulse is 93, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit, which is 16-2023, dictation number 0117-004. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back and the left hip, left knee, and left ankle and foot with traction massage after therapy. Patient will be off work, and housework replacement and transportation has been checked also. He is referred to neurologist Dr. N. Verma for neurology workup. He is referred to Tritone Behavioral for neuropsych evaluation. He is referred to brain injury diagnosis for brain injury diagnosis. He's referred to counseling and social worker. He's referred to Dr. Murphy for blood pressure management and a chiropractic for chiropractic care. The patient has not been extremely compliant, but he's trying. He obviously goes, and CT scan reports that came are as follows. In the lumbar spine, it is reported that the patient has facet joint arthropathy at T12 and L1, T1, L2, L2-3. L3-4 and L4-L5. There is a grade 1 retrolisthesis of L5-S1 over L5-S1 and ligament of phloem thickening over L4-L5. Shallow disc bulging at L3-L4. Patient was advised to consider lumbar epidural steroid injection. Cervical spine CT scans shows dated 5-9-2022. Facet arthropathy of C2 and C3. Disc herniation at C3 and C4. And C4-5. And osteophyte complex and uncomfortable joint arthropathy at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7 and T1. Patient was advised to have injections for the facet joints as well as for the cervical epidural to bring further relief. The patient has not made up his mind. Once he makes up his mind, we'll be more than happy to help him out. Thank you. Physical therapy will continue. At 2 times per week, which will require traction and massage, aquatherapy. Thank you.